I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy me, blood.
Is that the title-winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
Velkommen till added time from a bunker protecting us from nuclear weapons from North Korea and America. Actually, we're just in Midsummer Krantzen. We're having fun. We're both nude because we feel more free, don't we?
Yeah.
Because Adil, he would like try and bribe us.
Yeah.
Did
exactly.
You read about Kevin Hart? He's cheated.
I haven't seen this news, but I'm not.
You don't like gossip.
I don't like gossip. I do like gossip. I've just missed this totally.
Oh, I love.
You just caught okay. me out.
No, he's been done by being filmed or photos and stuff, but it's quite a fall from grace in a sense. So he's such a family guy.
Yeah, he is.
But in the same way, like Rooney, you know, I'm still amazed that his wife continues to be with him, you know, cheating.
But surely, okay, now the cynical part of me is, but surely there's something in that their kind of marriage agreement where he has a prenup or something. Otherwise, she would leave. Isn't
a prenup or prenup?
Prenup.
A prenup is like
prenumb.
It's like it's a penis with a little bit extra on it. It's like a prenup. First things first, we have to apologize, don't we?
Yeah.
For the last episode,
we had some technical issues. Basically, the last 20 minutes of the pod were. We can't even listen to it ourselves, so you know we apologize and it won't happen again, hopefully.
But interestingly, in that section and talking of gossip, you guys had a bit of a blazing row, about Cavani and Neymar, And fair play to you, Kunal Chopra, fair bloody play, my son.
Thanks.
You saw it. You broke the news before the media, man.
Yeah. Actually, maybe, you know, because Adil's point was also pretty... It was valid because these things happen if you have superstars.
Yeah,
right. But it looked really, really real. It looked like these guys are going to hate each other. And then, yesterday, reports all over the media saying that... Neymar has told the PSG board to get rid of Cavani as soon as January.
It can't go on, he says.
No, he said he can't go on. And also, they're saying he unfollowed him on Instagram. Is that the new way to do it, Al?
Actually, if we have a shit pod record, I'm going to unfollow you on Insta. But I mean, Cavani must have like... millions and millions of followers, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
But
surely he doesn't go, shit, I've been unfollowed. Or he doesn't have that app where he looks to see how many unfollowed people.
So he doesn't know?
Yeah. I mean, it's bizarre. Or Neymar took away like 3 likes from his Facebook page or something. We're going to preview this weekend's games. But if we quickly look at the... Football League Cup, which it used to be a cup where you could play. I mean, I know Wagner for Huddersfield made 9 changes.
Yeah.
It's a cup that if you win it, it's brilliant. If you don't, everyone
Nobody.
Says we're focusing on the league. Huddersfield are out, so we won't fucking win it. Yeah. We got beat by Crystal Palace. Roy Hodgson's first goal and first win. One of the big surprises was Leeds beating Burnley on penalties. Tottenham won 1-0 at home to Barnsley. And yeah, that was about it, really.
Leicester beating Liverpool.
That was probably, yeah, the bigger game of
yeah.
the continue and four getting, in a row now.
Continue getting a starter. He looked really good for those kind of, was it like 60 minutes he played? He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, Liverpool doesn't seem to get the results right now. So it's a negative trend going on there. Let's see what happens.
And since Oxlade-Chamberlain has gone to Liverpool from Arsenal, Arsenal haven't lost a game. And Liverpool haven't won a game. So.
Maybe that's that was, you know, the piece that was kind of messing it up. Maybe it's Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Maybe it's the curse.
I just want to stop for 2 seconds on this. Because when I looked at the live score app I have yesterday, I just saw Carabao Cup. And I'm like, nah, this isn't interesting. And then I see these English names playing Carabao Cup. And I felt, what the fuck is this? Why is it called Carabao Cup?
I actually think most of the British population struggled last night saying Carabao as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody from like Northern England would be pronouncing.
But this
it
is the League Cup, right?
Yes, it's the League
so,
Cup.
So, but will you start calling it? Are media starting to call it Carabao Cup?
For a while, it was the Rumbelows Cup. It was the Littlewoods Cup.
I think my brother played this cup when he was 12. Carabao Cup.
Carabao Cup.
Oh no, that was Marabu Cup. Yeah, it's almost the same.
He had a cup of Marabao. you and your brother, two boys, one cup. And So that's wow. it. There's some games tonight as well, yeah. but really, you know, a lot of the big teams playing reserves and making yeah. changes. But to be honest, if Huddersfield had won, I'd be talking a lot more about it.
Of course.
Then let's look at Allsvenskan.
Yeah.
Big kind of 2 points dropped, really, for you, Gordon. They were 2-1 up.
Actually, both you, Gordon, and Häcken played yesterday. They are the... to be honest, the realistic kind of chasers to Malmö, and also, you know, the main contenders for the two European spots. Both teams drop points. Djurgården against Elfsborg away. It surely should have been a couple of goals up. Engvall missed a totally open goal from 3 meters. The goalkeeper wasn't there. He just missed the goal. And that proved costly. Drop points, unnecessary. Now, we have been saying this for a long time now, but it surely looks like Malmö will seal
six
the deal.
6 points with a game in hand.
Yeah,
they
and
play
they're playing,
tonight.
But they play Östersund away.
Okay.
So hopefully, Östersund can win that
just
game.
Just to keep it alive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Norrköping.
Norrköping absolutely hammered Häcken, yeah. And that came from nothing. You know that Norrköping has kind of the potential, but they didn't seem that strong this year. They haven't had these kind of results. Häcken was on a winning streak, so this came out of nowhere, it yeah. seems. So, yeah, AIK will be happy, of course, and Malmö as well. AIK playing tonight as well. If AIK win that, they close the gap to Djurgården with 1 point. So let's see what happens. It's getting really tight behind Malmö. And it's two European spots. Let's see which team
still
gets
a few
up.
Games to go.
Of course.
So if Malmö
yeah, yeah.
do start faltering, which I can't see happening.
Yeah.
Then in Spain, Messi yet again. He's got 300 goals at the Camp Nou.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
39 hat-tricks.
As soon as you think that guy is down and out or like at least dropping pace.
I think it was a deal that actually said like, you know, the game against Juve, he yeah. really looked like a guy on a mission. Like, I'm going to win this. I'm going to win
he
this.
He scored
thing.
4 goals yesterday.
Yeah.
It's this guy, let's see where he can
and
take
even Zaza
thing.
Scored 3 for Valencia. He's
yeah.
been getting a lot of grief, actually, in the press.
Yeah.
Still will never be forgotten about that ridiculous penalty. But
No.
You know.
But that is one of those guys that came up with, you know, this generation with Verratti, Insigne, and, you know... And Immobile, of course, he has always kind of had the potential, and he was number 3 at Juventus. That's why he chose to leave, because he wanted more playing time at the time, and he went to England. as we know, that wasn't a successful route.
Yeah, West Ham, wasn't it? Yeah.
But at Valencia, he has been pretty efficient. And this hat-trick, you know, that's a guy for Italian football, they really hope to see him reaching his potential. So let's see what happens with that guy.
And then in Bundesliga, Bayern winning.
Yeah.
Yet again, beating Schalke 3-0.
Yeah.
Werder Bremen and Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg got rid of their manager.
Yeah, yeah.
So interesting times there. I always look at Wolfsburg as one of those bigger German clubs, but they've struggled of late.
I would say I've been at Wolfsburg Stadium and seen them play. I would say it's not one of the bigger clubs when it comes to fans and, you know, tradition. It's one of those kind of new built. You know, the city of Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
It looks like something out of The Sims, the video game.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's just, everything is new. There's not, you know, a single piece of paper in town, like, lying on the ground. It's just, I don't know, it's very plastic.
Yeah.
And I saw Wolfsburg playing against Frankfurt, the last game for De Bruyne. He was terrible in that game, by the way. And Frankfurt just owned the stadium. Frankfurt fans just owned the stadium.
That's VW Wolfsburg. So are they a massive part in the town as well?
Yeah, of course. Just next to arena, you have the Volkswagen factory. And Wolfsburg is a town created during Hitler administration for building Hitler's cars, Volkswagen. The Beetle. That's basically it. And, you know, people seem to... Okay, we shouldn't talk shit about the football club, but this is the history. And it's like 60, 70 years ago. It's not more than that. This is a town Hitler created for the Beetle.
Hitler created for the Beatles.
yeah, that's...
Vav me do.
Let's have a look. Just one game last night.
Yeah.
But a controversial game.
Wow.
In Serie A.
Yeah, Bologna at home playing Inter. Inter, up to that point, have taken full points, like 12 points out of 12. Bologna just came out furiously. They looked really, really good with both Verdi and Di Francesco on, as striker positions. Donza winning everything on that midfield. It should have been a couple of goals up for Bologna in the first.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Half. Inter looked shell-shocked. Came out second half, some adjustments, still managed to play equally good to Bologna, but, you know, the tempo got lower. It was a really high tempo
game. They went one up, Inter.
Bologna went one up.
Oh, yes.
Bologna went one up. And then, out of nowhere, Inter gets this penalty. It's the most disgusting. I know I'm a Milan fan.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst, but it's the worst I've seen this season, without doubt.
It's basically a cross ball from Candreva to Eder. Eder is going to clearly miss it with it's like 7 meters from him, so he won't take it, okay? And Baye falls, he trips in the penalty area. His hand maybe touches Eder when Eder is running.
If it does touch, I think it's a penalty, but I think he's already on his way down.
Yeah, it's like, and it's
a comical of errors.
They talked about this penalty for almost 2 hours in Italian media afterwards, and today everybody's agreeing, even intersections.
Does he go to the? He goes to the fourth.
He goes to the fourth after some kind of pressure from Bologna. Of course, you should go to the fourth, and we, as a TV audience, when they go to the fourth, we always see the replays. This is the first time we didn't see the replay, and I still don't know why. Yeah. We were shown the replay on television 5 minutes after Inter equalized. Icardi, it felt, why are they doing this? And you know, both my brother and my best friends, they're Inter fans, and I asked them, what is this? Could you guys just admit that? And he said, yeah, this is a huge error.
Whatever
this is, I don't want to know what it is. But it felt like, wow, this is Juventus or United or like another team 20 years ago. Like, this doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
It felt, blah. So because also, if Inter had deserved anything out of that game, then maybe it would feel better. But you're seeing a smaller team playing the game of the season, like really coming into this and playing really good. And being robbed like that.
And then concede a soft penalty.
Fuck,
there's
games
tonight as well. Interestingly, another weird decision I remember from last night was Burnley-Leeds.
Yeah.
When it went to a penalty shootout,
yeah,
the police picked the end. They said, don't take the penalties in front of the Leeds fans. So they went up the other end. I thought it was quite a controversial to have the police come on and, you know.
Yeah, that's... And the police, you mean the band that play behind Sting?
Yeah, Sting, yeah. Okay. Every penalty you take. Let's have a look at...
tonight's fixtures. Keeping it on the Italian track, there's two big games. Juventus-Fiorentina, they have a history from the 1600s with those two towns where Juventus-Torino people came to Fiorentina and stole their salt.
Yeah, those bastards.
Yeah, they stole their salt.
They were assaulted.
Yeah. I think Juventus will crush Fiorentina. Let's see.
Yeah.
The most interesting game is, of course, Lazio-Napoli. Lazio with a really, really strong start. Napoli as well. I think that is the game of the...
I like Lazio at the moment as well, you know.
Really good team. A good blend between, you know, own talents, young players, and also, you know, more experienced players. They have a style of playing that is... It goes against any kind of a position. And, of course, Immobile on top, he is looking lethal.
Milan at home to Spal.
Should be easy points. But, of course, Spal has bought a lot of players. They are basically the newcomers that are doing something to stay up. But they have Borriello that scored 15 goals for Cagliari last season. They have two players from Allsvenskan, Paco Notte and Väisänen. Still, should
you
be an easy one.
Should win.
Should
that.
Be. And it talks about Andre Silva starting finally in Serie A tonight. Yeah. Also talks about trying a new formation. I don't know how many formations he will try.
A great clip came from Italy just yesterday with the young kid on his birthday.
Yeah.
Gets the given an Inter
fan shirt. Yeah.
Gives an Inter shirt. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Big Juve fan.
Yeah.
Just his face. He just, it's so. Italian, the
yeah,
face,
it is.
You know,
it is.
That's great. And then also in La Liga, Real Madrid are at home to Real Betis.
Must win game.
I see that Zidane has said he signed a brand new contract.
Yeah, yeah.
That news came out just as Barcelona were kicking off.
Yeah.
So quite interesting kind of timing.
But I think, you know, as Barcelona started really well. I think now, you know, the Real Madrid, every game right now is a must win for them.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a game in hand. They're on 8 points off 4 games. Barcelona now 5 games, 15
points.
You know, three goal difference of 15. Quite amazing, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the amazing thing. If we just preview the Premier League this weekend,
yeah,
United and City are on exactly the same points, exactly the same goal difference, exactly the same goals conceded.
Yeah,
it's amazing, and
it is.
They're in a bit of controversy as well. United with the chant for Lukaku.
Yeah,
I don't know where the controversy comes from, because it's just a racist song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the controversial part of it? It's not okay.
And loads of men talking about a man's penis, singing about a man's penis. It's just a very bizarre song.
Sorry for laughing. It's bizarre. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, they did it with that Sun Park as well. When they had the thing about eating the dogs and stuff like that. I just think you just don't sing it. You know, it's just one of those songs that you just go, do you know what? You know. So the games this week, if we have a quick look, West Ham Tottenham, which will be always a classic kind of. Always feisty. It's a early game. Burnley Huddersfield.
Yeah.
We'll be hopefully trying to pick something up. Everton Bournemouth, City Palace, Southampton at home to United, Stoke Chelsea, Swansea Watford, and then Leicester and Liverpool play again. I hate when they do that. Those are the games. And then if we look at we can look at Serie A this weekend.
Yeah, of course.
They're playing again.
Juventus with a big fixture again at home again against Torino. Torino with a really good start, a really new and fascinating team. Second season of Mihailovic. I think that would be a really good game. Milan playing away against Sampdoria on Sunday. That would be the second biggest test this season. Sampdoria also with a great start.
I must say and I'm not one for this, but
yeah,
the kits, the strips that the Italians are really good.
No, exactly.
The Bologna one last night is fantastic.
It's basically there was discussions. Of course, you know, I would say okay. Of course, I'm an Italian fan, but I think Italian kits or you know the shirts have always been top class. But I would say that this season, I agree. It's amazing. Every team looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And of course, we know Italy is famous for their designers and stuff. But this is basically something else. I know maybe you will laugh now, and maybe some of the listeners will laugh now. For a lot of years, and maybe and possibly right now as well, Dolce & Gabbana is doing a collab for the Milan shirts with Adidas. I don't know if that's...
And you can buy them?
No, the shirts that Milan play, that's designed by Dolce & Gabbana.
Okay, nice.
So because they're huge Milan supporters.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think the shirt game is really good.
And also, in England, they had the thing with Everton.
Yeah.
With the shirt sleeves.
Yeah.
They've now got sponsorship, which is kind of, it's been around for a while, but they've got they had Angry Birds.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and. I don't know.
I don't like it. I just need... For me, the best shirt is a clean shirt. And if you're going to have a sponsor, just put it on your chest. I don't want anything more.
Yeah. I mean, Al Svensken can be guilty of Formula One kind
But that thing. Has changed as well with the bigger teams. Like, you won't see Djurgården or Malmö or... like they did before. Okay, of course, it's too many... Still, but the lower teams, they would have like 60 sponsors.
Leffe, the butchers and stuff like that. And then there's Sunday games in the Premier League as well. One, it's Brighton, Newcastle, I think. And then on the Monday, there's some Monday football as well. Arsenal at home to West Brom.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, and especially now when Adil is not here and can reply to this, I just want to say that I think I love to predict something out of the blue. I think West Ham will win against Tottenham. I think Tottenham they looked pretty good, decent against Borussia Dortmund, but you know that game could have gone anyway. So I think West Ham will win.
It'll be an interesting game. It's the early game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for, I think it's been a nice, calm pod. I hope you've got all the info you need. I hope it sounds good. And what we want you to do is subscribe. That's the main thing. Forget about paying, for some food or giving your kids some clothes. Just subscribe.
And it's free.
It's so free, yeah. So it doesn't take anything from you. Not emotionally, anyway. We'll be back next week. We've got one on Monday, so we'll probably preview the Monday night football. But let's hope your team wins. If they don't worry. It's a long, long season. We'll be back very, very soon. And Adil will be here as well. So yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.